ఓం శాంతి. వీఆర్ ఆల్ వెరీ ఫార్చునేట్ టు బి హియర్ ఇన్ మధుబన్, టు బి ఏబుల్ టు గెట్ దట్ ఆపర్చునిటీ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ బాబా హియర్ ఇన్ మధుబన్. We do experience Baba wherever we are, but Madhuban Baba is very special. The spirituality basis of spiritual life is detachment. Ever since the day one we came to Baba, we were taught to learn to be detached. That's the fundamental aspect on the spiritual path. We all have to learn to detach. The mother, I can say, of all vices is attachment. It could be lust, ego, hatred, greed, anger, jealousy, all vices that are described. The root cause for all vices is attachment. And that is the reason Baba has always been cautioning us, rather making us aware, getting attached gives so much pain, gives so much sense of insecurity, fear. The cause for all these three is attachment. Attachment, not necessarily that I get attached to something that I like, that I love very much, I feel good. But attachment is also towards negativity. Many a times we get attached to those things that has happened in a life in the past which are not so very good. I know if I remember it causes sorrow to me, but yet I can't forget. Many times I just want to get rid of those thoughts that gives me sorrow, but I'm not able to. So why is that? Even though I, the soul, child of God, the soul who has recognized God, has so much power, has a will, has a desire to overcome that has happened in the past, but yet I'm not. I can't forget. So the attachment towards even negative, attachment towards that I don't like, that I really hate, I really don't wish to even have a glimpse of that whatever, but it doesn't get out of my mind. So if there is a big world inside, on this path of spirituality, so very vital to understand that inner world, and that is what I believe is self-realization. And today, as the times are changing outside in the world as well as in the Brahman family, it's so very important for us to establish and stabilize in a stage where it is so independent and not become a slave or dependent on something that is cross external. It could be people, even sometimes it could be service. Because we are all here to create, in the first place, our own stage, our own state of mind. I need to establish that state of mind which is so powerful, so unshakable, so stable. That's my ultimate purpose. Yes, service and other things are together. In fact, Baba always asks us to maintain the balance. But however, the first priority is to establish that state of my own mind. You agree with me? Yes? No? Yes? If I ask you the question, what would you like to prioritize in Brahman life? What's your first priority in Brahman life? What is that very, very important in Brahman life? What would you say? If I'm not doing the service that I'm assigned, you will do. If you are not going to do, he's going to do. If he's not going to do, she will do. Someone or the other. Baba gets it done, his service through one or another. But when it comes to my own state, my own effort, nobody can do my effort. If I'm very unhappy, you can never do anything for that. Even God only gives us the instructions, but I need to build in that state with my own effort. So for me, in my life, in this path, my state of mind is very, very important. I need to take care of it very much. Baba always says that I'm with your children till the end. I take you all children along with me back home. Yes, the forms have been changing from the beginning till now, but Baba is always with us and he will take us all with him. But as the time changes, as Baba's form meeting his children changes, we also have to change our stage to be able to match with Baba. When two people meet, there should be something unequal. If someone is here and another one is here, meeting cannot take place. So Baba came from avyakt to vyakt. Vyakt means gross, physical, worldly. But it is time for us to become avyakt to meet Baba. And that's so unlimited, there's no time limit. Baba will be here just for an hour, half an hour. I can enjoy the meeting, avyakt meeting with Baba, all the time, as long as I want. Now, what are the few things that I need to take care to be able to really enjoy this stage? One is laukik, alaukik. The third word we use is parlaukik. Have you heard these words, terminologies? Laukik means worldly, physical, gross, mundane. Alaukik means spiritual. Parlaukik means beyond spiritual. Vyakta means gross, worldly. Avyakt means subtle. Parlaukik means incorporeal. Now, I need to have all my relationships with Shiv Baba. It's very, very important for each and every Brahman to be able to keep that spirit, enjoy that happiness, Rather, the supersensuous joy and love. Love and happiness are the two main ingredients in everyone's life without which he can't live. So in order to experience that ultimate, complete, unconditional, pure love from God, I need to have all my relationships with him. But it's not possible to have all relationships with Shiv Baba without Brahma. Because Shiv Baba is incorporeal. If I want to enjoy the relationship of a friend, of a father, of a guru, of a mother, of a grandmother, grandfather, it's only through Brahma. So it means this is avyakt in the subtle region. In incorporeal world, there is no talking. The need of thought is not necessary. It's just to be in that state of experience. But avyakt is a bit lower than that, where I need to take care of few things to experience avyakt stage. Number one. Vyakt means this cross world. There are five things that always catch the attention, hold, trap the intellect. Number one, the body. My body, this body. Second, bodily, if I come, my consciousness comes to this body, my mind is completely aware of only body, it is definitely get connected with bodily relations, bodily people. My uncle, my dad, my mother, my friend and sisters and etc. Body and bodily relation and connected with bodily people, whoever it could be. The third, bodily things. Bodily things. Things that gives me comfort. And the things that gives me comfort, many a times I mistake it to be happiness. Comfort is different from happiness. So any bodily objects, any bodily things gives me comfort, not happiness. It gives me comfort to my body. So I get caught up with that many a times. It could be anything. It could be something that I like to eat. It could be something I like to wear. It could be something I like to have. It could be something, anything. Even it could be your cell phone, your WhatsApp. WhatsApp. See, mind pulls. Even Bab Dada is sitting there, and if there is a ting-ting in your phone, I immediately go and say, oh, whose message is? God is there sitting in front of you. He's talking to you. You are not worried about it and your attention immediately goes to, oh, who's there? Who's the message? See? So my mind is pulled. Objects. Bodily position. Name, fame, position. That attracts mind too much. Even after I come to knowledge, I come to Baba, I've renounced all the, you know, worldly things outside, my eating, my people, my relations, and this, and this, and this. But once I come here, then I have some sort of, I don't know if I can use the word greed or lust for position. Lust for to be, you know, something that I need to be recognized, I need to be praised. I like people praising. I like people when, oh, I know you, I know, I know you. Oh, so people, we like people when they recognize us, recognition, appreciation. We look forward, we expect appreciation, recognition, little praise, little name. May not be big, but little at least. So mind is trapped. Yeah? And lastly, bodily sanskara. Soul has two levels of sanskaras. In fact, there are few others. But I would like to tell two things. One is the original eternal sanskar of every soul, which is inborn, innate. The original, when I left my home, you know, that's my real. I always will have. And second set of sanskaras is the body. Through my journey, ever since I left my home, I've been picking up so many sanskaras, overlapping one another, and there are so many layers and layers and layers of sanskaras and memories in here. And because I have so many memories, so many sanskaras that has really hidden my original ones, it's so difficult for me to be in touch with that core of my being. So what actually meditation is, to be in touch with that core of my being, to be in touch with my original real sanskaras, so that I can enjoy myself as I am. That's a beautiful experience, to be myself. So I have to be completely detached from these five things. Now, whenever I sit in meditation, what pulls my intellect? Yeah? Because I want to meditate. Meditation means experience. Meditation means earning. Meditation means getting, receiving strength, power, love, peace from Baba. So if I'm not able to receive that from Baba, it means my mind is trapped somewhere. And wherever my mind is, even in one thing my mind is trapped, the first sign that my mind is trapped in any type of attachment is its influence. I might not be too much attached, even little attached, even if I like something, I enjoy something, I'm interested in something, someone. The first thing, it has an influence on the soul. When that has an influence, my mind is pulled. I tend to remember them, even I don't want to. Yeah? The first sign of that I'm under the influence of any of these five things. Can you guess what it is? When you're under influence of your body, your bodily people, objects, name, fame, sanskaras, how do I know I am attached or I am under the influence of these bodily things? Vyakta means the worldly things. The first sign, I can't experience peace. The mind is never quiet. If I have to experience that avyakt, the first thing I need to detach from the body, the bodily objects, the bodily things, people, to be able to experience that light, angelic body, then I will be able to talk, establish that relationship with Baba. Able to enjoy all relationship with Baba. If I am in this gross body, gross consciousness, gross memories, how can I experience that avyakt meeting? Because Baba is avyakt. Doesn't meet, doesn't match. So I need to keep my mind quiet. Many times, many Baba's children, they observe silence on some days. Maybe some people, even on Baba's day on Thursday. How many of you are observing silence today? There may be quite a few. And some do on Thursdays and on a regular basis also. Yes, I'm not speaking, which is very good. My energy is not in waste, but actually, I need to be quiet here. Like today, Baba said, even those people outside, the saints and sages, they leave their home, their family, come away, become a saint, but some of them totally get detached, and some of them can still remember all of their relatives. I guess this was a real story. There was once this big saint who was very well known. He became very popular in his area, you know. And then he began to get many invitations. He started traveling from one place to another to the next. And he became more popular. As soon as people came to know that this person is in the town, people is really, you know, gather in big number and just to have darshan and get his blessing. So people, after he gives lecture, people would come in a queue. And he would give some, like we toli or something, a flower, and then people touch his feet and go. So there was one town he came, and then a big crowd of people were there. And people started, after his lecture, people started coming in queue and touching his feet and taking his blessing. And then as people, you know, started going one after another, there was a woman on her turn, she bow and touch his feet. He saw that woman, oh, you're here. She said, oh, you recognize me? He said, of course, you're my wife. You used to be my wife. She said, you have not become a saint till now. I touched your feet not as my husband. I touched your feet thinking that you're a saint. But you remember me as a wife. So you are not a saint. I am a saint. I am at home. I work hard to look after children. They're also your children. I alone, being a woman, I look after them. You left everything. You escaped from your responsibilities. You went to the jungle or wherever you went. You became a very well-known person as a saint. I was very happy for you. In fact, I had a lot of respect for you, thinking that you've become a saint. You're showing the path. You're guiding people on a righteous path. But you should have seen me like others. But when you recognize me as your wife, you're not a saint. It means you have never forgotten your relationships. Then that was a big realization for that saint. So we also have left many things. We think we have left on a physical basis. But it's all here. If I'm able to leave that, let go, and that's the best thing that we could do. Our biggest problem, even among Brahmins, is we have some or another problem with relationship. Whether we like that person or whether we don't like that person, both bothers the mind. And so for a yogi, it's very necessary to keep relationship with everyone normal. If that person is bad or very, very good, at least I should have a relationship where I can say hi, hello. If we have to come face to face, I don't have to turn my face and go away because I don't want to see that face again. I should be able to stand there and say, hello, Om Shanti, is everything okay? At least this relationship, it's not because that person is worthy of speaking. It's not that that person is worthy of being excused or being forgiven. It's because I need peace. It's so important for me to have good relationship with everyone so that my mind is at peace. Only then I will be able to have good wishes in my mind constantly. Yoga means we always describe for people positive, good thoughts, good thinking, isn't it? Yoga means positive thought, positive thinking rather. That's how in general people describe meditation as. Now if I'm not having positivity, means good, pure thinking in here, all the time, then that's not yoga. I need to have this good thinking all the time whilst I'm in work, in actions, so that when I sit down to meditate, my mind will be able to connect to Baba. It's not that I have some quarreling, I have some misunderstanding, I do this and I whole day, you know, my activity, my behavior was not really very good, or maybe others' behavior had an influence on me. And when I sit in meditation, do you think I will be able to have good meditation? It's not possible. So the first thing is that detach from bodily relationship means it's very important for me to experience this being detached from my own body again and again and again throughout the whole day. I am a soul, I am a light. I am Baba's child. My home is Paramdham. I need to think this again and again and again. Several times, as many times as possible. So when I sit down in meditation, my mind is ready to take off. Otherwise, the whole of half an hour, I'm preparing my mind to meditate. And by the time is over. And our meditation finished and we leave. So sitting in meditation is not just that I make my body sit down there. It's not just observing but it's something that I really have to experience and get. Every time I sit in meditation, I'm earning for 21 generations. I'm earning, it's my earning. And because of someone did something, and I remember that person did this to me, and I sit down in meditation, who do I remember? Number one, I remember that person. Number two, I remember that person's mistake, the wrong thing. It means my mind is full of somebody else's mistake. It means my mind is full of mistake. Whether I do, whether somebody does, but my mind is thinking about a mistake, it means my mind is filled with negative. Wherever there is negative, wherever there is waste thinking, wherever there is no experience of God, it's all the state of impurity. If my mind is impure, I can't experience that avyakta stage. Because I'm still attached to something. Avyakta means I need to let go. It's just, nothing should bother me. Many times that we also get influenced by somebody else's action. Why is she doing this? Why is he doing this? Now when I am caught up in why somebody does something or not doing something, how can I connect with Baba or experience that, you know, subtle experiences from God? Whatever somebody is doing, that is his role. We are not here to get into somebody's karma. You do, you don't do, that's your job, that's your responsibility, that's your role. It's not my role. We are very much involved in everyone's story. This is all just story, isn't it? Today we are sitting here. Whatever is happening, whoever is doing, whatever somebody is doing, it's all story, it's not real. But if I go beyond that story into the reality, then I will be able to experience that subtlety and experience that subtle experiences. Body is a costume, action is their own, you know, play. Their dialogue, their action, their play. It's just a story each one of us have created for ourselves. So why am I getting caught with your story? I should get away from my own. But I'm not only getting caught with my own story, but also with your story. So any influence here, the first thing, I lose my peace. I lose that stillness, that state where it's called the stabilizing. The stability is lost. Then I can't experience any stage. Yeah? Either you call it as stability or you call it as balance, whatever. But that's the basic, you know, the main thing that we need to experience. That stillness, it's an undisturbed, total undisturbed state of mind. Can I ask you a question, if you don't mind? Yes? No? Yes? Please don't mind. It's just a question for introspection. Ever since I have come to knowledge, each one of you know when you came to Baba. Yes? You will know. Ever since you came to Baba, ask yourself, did I experience total peace for 1 day, 24 hours, 12 days in the day, 12 hours in the night? 24 hours, no matter what happens, what doesn't happen, what anybody does or doesn't do, no disturbance here, absolute peace, undisturbed state of mind. 1 day. And this is our first lesson. When I came to Baba, when we all came to Baba, what was the first lesson given to us? You are a soul. And you are a peaceful being. You are not this body. Yeah? Yes? So this is the first lesson. So this is a question that I need to ask myself. Did I experience this? I am a peaceful being. This peace for 1 day. 12 hours in the day, 12 hours in the night. Yes, no? Yes? You cannot call it peace. I am peace for 2 hours and after 2 hours something happened. My mind did really, you know, was bothered even for 5 minutes. Oh, why is she doing? She should have. See, she didn't do it. Find peaceful, the job cannot be done, you know. We cannot get the job done. Okay, now I come back to myself, I'm a peaceful being. I would have done that 110 times. Maybe thousands of times. That's not peace. It's absolutely not breaking. Unbreakable experience of peace for one day. Did I do it? Hope you're not taking it. It's very important. Because this is our lesson, first lesson. It means, why is every little thing, what is that influencing my mind? What is pulling my mind down to this gross? What is stopping me from experiencing that unlimited love from God? That supersensuous joy, that real complete love, that peace, the strength, the power. God is keeping all His treasure open. And I know, the irony is, I know I'm aware of all these things very well. What is stopping me from getting that treasure? Nobody except myself. Nobody is stopping me to take that treasure except my own self. So, I need to check my inner state of mind again and again. What is pulling me down? What is stopping me to have that all experiences Baba is asking us to do? When I leave the body and go to Paramdham, there is no experience of being incorporeal stage. There is no incorporeal experience in Shanti Dham, in the soul world, because you need this physical or the subtle body to have any experience. In order to experience these worldly things, I need this physical body, gross body. In order to have the spiritual experiences, I need the subtle body. So this is called as avyakt stage. And yet another stage is to go beyond even the subtle body, to be that point of light where Baba says to be in the seed stage and all that. Well, that's a different thing. But then avyakt is to have that spiritual experience. We are on a spiritual path. We have chosen a spiritual life. It means I have to have that spiritual experience, that subtle experiences. So this body, anything connected with the body pulls my mind, then I'm not, at that point in time, I am not experiencing anything spiritual. So the first thing that is important is, I have to go beyond the influences of anything. Things are happening. I know this person is speaking lie. I know this person is doing this. I saw him doing this. I know this person deceives. I know everybody's shortcoming. I know good or bad. I know. But I need to detach from that. I always, for my own effort, I always remember one scene. I'm sure this will also help you. We all have seen Avyakt Bap Dada on the stage in Shantivan, some in Madhuban, Pandabhavan. When Shiv Baba Brahma comes in Dadi Gulzar, Baba gives Drishti, then Baba begins to give Murli, then after Murli, what happens? What happens after Murli? Then they give Bhog, and then there are many things happening on the stage. People come in queue to take drishti from Baba. Some guests are coming up, and somebody is been given to you. Somebody is called, you come and say, you go, you do. There's so many things happening on the stage. Did ever Baba interfere in what's happening there? Baba can tell, you keep quiet, you all keep quiet. I am here. Now let everybody come. He can do that. They are making noise there, so you all keep quiet. Why are you making... He can, but he will never. He will never interfere in any human karma. He is God, he is in his self-respect. His only duty is to give drishti and give that power and love to everyone who is receiving from him. Even though you're sitting in front of Baba, you are caught up in this story, then you can't receive Baba drishti, Baba's love and Baba's that special experience. Many times, you know, I've seen many people who are coming onto the stage to get Baba's drishti, they're posing for a picture. You take picture from with Baba. So they are not experiencing God. They are very enthusiastic to take. Now, have you seen all of these things? But Baba is beyond. He is aware of everything. He knows everything that's going on the stage. But he remains uninfluenced. He has nothing to do with that. Dadis, whoever comes, they give drishti and love. It's not that they don't know. They know, but they're beyond that. What's my duty I need to do? I'm not going to think what you are doing or what you have done or what will you do. That's none of my business. My only focus is what I have to think, what I have to speak, what I have to do. If my mind is focused in myself, that's self-realization. I will be able to enjoy being myself. I'll be able to enjoy being in touch with my core, my original samskaras. That spiritual world, that spiritual experience for which I've come here, for which I have renounced so many things. So I have to make a promise to myself at the cost of my own peace, at the cost of my own stillness. I don't have to do anything. Because I've come here for that. We are caught up in so many other things and we've forgotten for what I have come. I've forgotten that I have to really create my stage. And especially now, when the time is so less, anything Baba says, anytime anything might happen, anytime anybody might leave the body and go, when I have no time rather in my hand, what is the priority? What's my priority? Why should I get caught up in so many other issues? Why am I not appreciated? Why am I not this? And why am I not that I all the time, I? But now I have to be in that spiritual consciousness, in the sense that subtle, this is physical body. But I need to experience that subtle body where I can experience that avyakta stage through my subtle body. God is my Father. This is only and only time to live with God. You see, we have been living with people, sharing our life with human beings throughout the whole cycle. Even it could be deities, but they are human beings, isn't it? One time in the whole cycle to live with God. God as my friend, God as my Father, God as my everything, to eat with Him, to be with Him. And I'm not enjoying this life. This is spiritual life, isn't it? But instead, I'm caught up in many other things. many accessories to my life. Any little thing can disturb my mind. Any little thing can influence my mind. Any little thing can upset my mind, even today. Even after 20 years in my spiritual life, 10 years, 30s, whatever is your age, spiritual age. After so many years in my life, leading this particular life, even today, any little thing can still disturb me. Yes, no? Little thing has an influence on my mind. If I tell you Om Shanti, you're influenced. If I don't tell Om Shanti, you're more influenced. Your mind, why did she not say, she know me very well. Oh, she passed by me, she didn't even look at me. Your mind goes on, one thought and another thought and another thought. Waste. Now, too much thinking is a sign of an influence. Too much thinking is a sign of being cross-conscious. The number of thoughts increases, that shows the purity of my mind. Purer the mind, lesser the thoughts. Less purity, more thoughts. Any little thing can upset me. If they ask you to don't sit, they sit here. You start thinking, why? You know, so many other negative thinking. So my mind is upset. Detach from everything. I need to practice the sense of detachment every day. Because that is the fundamental practice for any spiritual experiences. Either be it soul consciousness, avyakt stage, seed stage, karmatit stage, whatever stages. But the fundamental thing is detach. I am a soul. See this soul. The body should not be visible. Their actions should not be visible. Their attitude should not be visible. Though I know, I'm aware. Not visible in the sense it should not influence me. It should not bother me. It should not touch my thinking. I know this person is this. I know how this person is. I know his shortcomings. I know all the glitches. But that should not bother me. That should not have an influence on my thinking. That's called as detachment. Only then I will be able to give good wishes to everyone and to myself. And that is the first stage of meditation. I constantly have good wishes in my mind now for everybody. Whether the person is nice, not nice to me, the person is very loving to me, not loving to me, the person hates me. But for me, I have good wishes for that person. He hates me, that is his problem, that is his mind. But for me, in my mind, I know that person hates me also. Before I have to create that good wishes for that soul as well. And I guess that's what is the spirituality. If you love me, I love you back. If you smile at me, I'll smile at you. If you do good to me, I do good to you. No big deal, everybody does. So only then I will be able to experience that avyakt stage and the constant avyakt meeting with God. Either it's Amrit Vela, during the class, in the evening, even when I'm walking, I can experience that lightness. I'm enjoying being in my light body. I'm seeing everything, I'm aware of everything, but nothing is influencing me. It's such beautiful state. Nothing is bothering me. I am in that happiness, in that intoxication. That intoxication doesn't come down because I am in that. Enjoying my life with God. Yeah? Om Shanti.
सतयुग में तुमको आना है, शिव पिता को अब याद करो। ये संगम का स्वर्णिम युग है, शिव पिता
Any questions? Anything to ask? Okay. Om Shanti. Have a wonderful meeting this evening. And make it a aim to have some unique experience that you have never had so far. No matter what's happening around you, no matter whatever, however it is, but to sustain that. It's easy to have an experience for a moment or two, but to sustain that experience for a longer period of time is what all the effort is needed. You see, I get an experience and it also gets lost very easily. But ever from now until you come back to Gyan Sarovar, go down and then come back, no matter whatever is going to happen, remember, yesterday and today Baba said, whatever is going to happen will be the best. What happened is good. What's happening is good. What's going to happen is will be the best. So whether you get good seat in the bus or down there or whatever happened, you forgot to take your sandwich or whatever is going to happen. Hope it doesn't. But make it a point that I need to sustain my mind, never to lose that peace and stillness. Even the worst going to happen, see how you can enjoy that moment. What is that incident or whatever is going to happen is teaching. What is that I learn? I want to learn. I should learn from that situation. What is that I need to remember to maintain my happiness and intoxication even in that situation is very important. Yeah? So have a wonderful meeting with Baba and aim to have something very special and unique experience that you have never had so far in all these years, maybe 30, 20, whatever years. So today will be the best experience I'm going to have this evening. Okay? Om Shanti. Very, very nice to meet you all.